This one is called The Second Chance, and it nicely expresses both sides of her split mind and everyone's split mind, the sense of sin in terms of what we believe we did to God, our embrace of the hate, our need to keep Jesus away, and then his response. It's called The Second Chance. I betrayed my God in many ways, throughout the bitter nights and secret days. My hate drove deep into my mind and tore away the little love I had in store. I watched it go without regret, for I did not perceive how much I lost thereby. With hatred as a friend, I did not fear to lose it for a God I held more dear. For now I seem secure by hate held fast, and feeling I was safe from love at last. The eyes of Christ looked steadily on me as if my secret hate he did not see. I hugged it tight and hid it in my heart, and still I held it from his love apart. Until one day my eyes met his, and then my fingers opened and my heart. And when I looked away, a star was in my hand, another in my heart. I listened, and his voice said silently to me, "Now go and hate no more." And I said, "Be it so." I think what's nice about this poem, I don't think it's one of Helen's best poems, but it's a very expressive poem, and it does make very clear how you have to get in touch with the hate. And then when you bring the hate to the love that is within you, then the love dissolves it. And you feel that loving presence not judge you, not condemn you, but basically say, go and hate no more. Not because it's the ethical thing to do or the moral thing to do, but because it's the most sensible thing to do, because the hate will not make you happy. And I think that what's again nice about this poem is the idea of emphasizing the need to bring the hatred to the love. You don't bring the love to the hate. When you bring the love to the love covers over the hate. You bring the hate to the love, which means you actually... you have to get in touch with it. You get in touch with the fear, with the embrace of the hate, and the fear of the love. And then as you, over a period of time, are able to develop this relationship with the Holy Spirit or with Jesus, you begin to feel that non-judgmental presence that only loves you. It doesn't chastise you. It doesn't urge you to do anything or compel you to do anything. It simply reminds you, as the text says, of the Holy Spirit. Simply reminds you of your mistaken choice to hate and to judge. And it's that process, again, that speeds us along our journey.